Greetings, everyone, and welcome back to our Standing Watch program. Christ tells us in Matthew chapter 24 that there are going to be religious deception leading to wars, leading to famine, and to disease epidemics, to a large extent caused by human behavior. And Christ said this is just the beginning of sorrows. In the book of Revelation, we find that these are also identified as the four horsemen of the apocalypse. And Christ did say that if he was not to shorten those days, no flesh would be saved alive in the coming great tribulation. In other words, no human being, no animal would survive. And that brings me now to the origin of the COVID-19 coronavirus pandemic. Deutsche Welle wrote on July 27, "A pair of studies in the latest issue of the journal Science appear to back up the theory that an animal market in the Chinese city of Wuhan really was a source of the coronavirus pandemic. Mammals that can carry the coronavirus, including red foxes, hawk badgers, and raccoon dogs, were all sold live in the market, the team showed, for the purpose of being eaten by the people buying those animals." We have published a Q&A months ago about worldwide pandemics, and I'd like to just quote a few excerpts. He's saying there that contagious diseases may be communicated by animals, which are called unclean in the Bible. These animals were not created for human consumption, but it is interesting that many diseases and epidemics originated with the human consumption of such unclean animals, including monkeys, pigs, camels, civet cats, bats, and snakes. "A deadly coronavirus has now spread from China to many countries around the world. This new virus originated apparently at Wuhan's seafood market, which sold live koalas, snakes, rats, bats, and wolf pups to locals to eat. And then the disease spread and caused incredible suffering of innocent people around the world. And of course, that was even magnified by the suffering caused by governmental restrictions and measurements to quote-unquote combat the coronavirus pandemic." And let me also just say in passing that organizations in the body of Christ were far too quick, far too quote-unquote obedient to apply those restrictions, and sometimes there were only recommendations to their members, imposed those on their members, and even inflicted suffering on them. As a contrast, look at the bright and shining example of Pastor Pawlowski in Canada, who has now finally been vindicated to some extent, because a court held that all the restrictions imposed on him, all the measures imposed on him, all the fines, all the jail time he had to endure on numerous occasions were illegal. So he stood up, and many have congratulated him now that he stood up and didn't buckle. I find this remarkable that this happened now in a country which, in my opinion, has become a complete and total dictatorship under an authoritarian leader with the name of Justin Trudeau. We know of SARS. SARS started with civet cats, which were consumed by humans. You see, all these animals which I have just listed so far are not to be eaten. They were not made for human consumption. And if you do it, you will suffer the consequences. God says in the book of Isaiah that he will destroy those who consume the flesh of unclean animals. He calls it sinful. He calls it an abomination. He also says in the book of Revelation that he will destroy those who destroy the earth, including, of course, mankind. But we also said this in our Q&A on worldwide pandemics. It has also been suggested that the virus had been manufactured in Chinese laboratories and then, quote-unquote, escaped by infecting animals such as bats or snakes. And some have even said that the virus, which was manufactured in those laboratories, went directly to human beings without an animal as a mediator, intermediary. Now, Fox News wrote on July 23, Fauci says he still believes that the coronavirus originated in nature, but acknowledged he is keeping an open mind. Fauci has previously dismissed the lab leak theory as a shiny object that will go away when discussing the origin with top scientists. Fauci has faced heated criticism from Republicans who have suggested a possible government cover-up on the origins of the virus, which many believe came from a lab in Wuhan, China, and not an animal in nature. Now, in any event, whether it was a manufactured virus in a laboratory, whether it was caused by the consumption of unclean meat, in any event, it was due to human misconduct, human misbehavior, human sin. Sin was responsible for the spread of the COVID-19 virus. And as I said, many, many innocent people had to suffer as a consequence. But there is still another factor which we have to consider. We know, for instance, that AIDS originated when monkeys were consumed, but it then was oftentimes passed on by homosexual conduct. The same is true right now for the disease of monkeypox. We are told that 95% of the cases are caused by sex between men. And so, the WHO has recommended to gay men that they should limit the number of their sex partners. At the same time, they said, oh, we are aware of the discrimination problem, so we have to be very, very careful here. Now, limits the number? What about saying, no, there shouldn't be any sex between men? The Bible prohibits it. The Bible says that's sinful conduct. It is an abomination in God's eyes. But the WHO will never say that because that's not politically correct, is it? So where will this all end? Will it ever end? Yes, it will end. When Jesus Christ returns to set up the government, the kingdom of God here on this earth. But before that, we will hear more and more about pandemics, disease epidemics, many times caused by human misconduct and will spread throughout the world. So, is there anything you can do? Is there anything you can protect yourself? We have, in fact, prepared a free booklet on sickness and health, sickness and healing in the Bible. And in the booklet we say that yes, there is something you can do. There is something you can do if you are sick and also to perhaps prevent from getting sick. Because God is our healer. God is the one who heals us. But we also have this to say in this booklet. We cannot expect that God will heal us every time we are sick if we continue to violate laws that God created to regulate our health and well-being. There are certain foods, quote-unquote, that are not to be eaten because they are not made for human consumption. The most blatant example is pork. But it also includes other unclean animals such as, and all the animals I've listed today in this program are unclean. But in addition, there's also lobster, shellfish, clam, other seafood. And a complete list, we say in this booklet, of such unclean animals can be found in Leviticus chapter 11, verses 1 to 47, and Deuteronomy 14, verses 3 to 21. You need a copy of this free booklet because disease epidemics and pandemics will engulf this planet. More and more of those will happen. Many times, as I said, due to misconduct by human beings. You need to be aware of the fact also that there is going to be chemical, biological warfare by humans, causing even further sickness. Please ask for a free copy of our booklet, which gives you a lot of answers to what you can do personally in your personal life. And until next time, this is Norbert Link for the Standing Watch program.